It was another high-tempo, hard-hitting day here on the seventh day of practice at Saints training camp. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. And welcome into the afternoon wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com. John, we weren't real sure what we'd see today after the high intensity of yesterday's practice and with the scrimmage tomorrow, but I think we were pleasantly surprised to see the volume stay up here on this Friday.
And it very well could have been higher than it was on Thursday. We thought this thing was going to tamp down just a little bit, but it's building toward a crescendo for the scrimmage.
And when we talk about this, we're talking about drills that provide plenty of contact and a lot of gusto in that contact for sure. The tempo of the practice moved along swiftly today as they went through not only defense and offense, individual drills, special teams too. But we did see a new install today, red zone, for both offense and defense.
Well, we know and any time it gets into the red zone area, we know that there's going to be some physicality. That's what these guys have been looking for. They're anxious to get to some contact.
Yeah, it's a smaller playground to say the least. Obviously a shorter end of the field, and you have to use the entire width of the field. Here's head coach Sean Payton on what he saw today here in the first work of the red zone package.
It kind of went back and forth. It was our first install, so you saw some assignment errors both sides of the ball. We'll pick that back up on Monday after we scrimmage tomorrow. You know, hopefully we can create some red zone opportunities within the framework of the scrimmage. And then from an install standpoint, we'll go back on Monday and kind of have a similar practice that we had today with not a new install, but just covering the red zone points of emphasis.
All right, so with that, we want to show you our highlight pack from practice today. And, John, there are a couple of plays and players that stood out.
Well, Pierre Warren being one of them, the rookie safety, undrafted rookie, as a matter of fact, a guy who's made a lot of plays on defense, two interceptions earlier, a pass breakup today. He's going to have to make this team on special teams, but certainly he's made a big impact defensively just with his ability to get to the football.
And with what Rob Ryan's doing defensively, it seems like, I don't know, it's kind of like a baseball team who can never have enough pitchers. It seems that we cannot have enough safeties around things these days, especially in training camp and especially with what Rob Ryan is looking to do. Back to the physicality part of things, as we look at these highlights, one of the things that I thought stood out was how good the defense looked, and Coach Payton commented on this in their inside drill. The inside drill, of course, would be interior linemen, linebackers, and running backs. There was a lot of cracking pads going on today there.
Well, these are supposed to be hold-up drills where guys aren't supposed to end up on the ground. Aren't supposed to, emphasis on that, because they are ending up on the ground. Because these guys, when they see these running backs, these linebackers, when they see the running backs, they want to get some contact. And really, that's the best way to gauge how you're doing football-wise. You've got to have some contact.
All this leads up to tomorrow's black and gold scrimmage, which is scheduled for 8:50 Eastern time. Coach Payton, after practice today, gave us what he thought he might like to see in tomorrow's full speed scrimmage.
Hopefully we can create enough situations. We typically will script throughout the period of the scrimmage special team situations, be it punt, kickoff. But with regards to offense and defense, you know, you want to see guys playing fast. We'll limit the amount of calls that we have. And try to get to the nuts and bolts of a lot of the things we do, so the players can play fast and then look real close at the tape.
A sidebar to our story here today, and it always seems we find somebody new at camp. Today it was a host of college coaches from local universities and some from, well, further away, but namely today Virginia Tech, Marshall, and others in attendance of practice today. It's beneficial for those coaches, and it's beneficial for the Saints to have them visit during camp. Head coach Sean Payton.
Yeah, a lot of the staffs today, we had two or three different staffs. You know, I know Virginia Tech was here. I know Marshall was here. We had West Virginia earlier in the week. We've had a number of college coaches come out, and I think it's beneficial even if you come away with a drill that you didn't have before you came, or maybe a technique or something you saw. It seems like a while ago, but when I was in college, you know, we went and had a chance to visit with the Steelers and had a chance to visit with the Bears, and then actually spent 2 days up in Wisconsin visiting with the Saints when I was coaching at Miami of Ohio. And you always come away from those trips, I think, learning a little bit more and trying to pick up on a few things that might be applicable to your team or your position group. So we like having them in, and then they'll have a room where they can watch tape, and certainly they'll have time with position coaches for questions, and it's always good to shoot ideas back and forth. We actually gained something as well. You know, we have a chance to visit with them about their scheme, about their players coming out next year for the draft. So we always try to open the doors to the college coaches as well as high school coaches.
One of the things we like to do here on Afternoon Wrap is give you all a sense of what it would be like to be here with us, covering training camp, seeing all the sights and sounds in and outside of practice. And if you were here with us outside of practice, after practice today, you would have heard these players speak about their experiences so far.
I mean, I think the scrimmage is going to help us a lot. You know, it's one of those things where I think in my position or in the D-line, outside linebacker position, you're pretty much hidden every day. And now scrimmages get a chance to tackle. So it gives us a chance to brush up on tackles and angles, things like that, something that you need to work on.
It's pretty much the closest thing we can get to simulating the real game until the preseason. So I think it's important to come out and everybody just, you know, get a feel what it's like to actually go live, be taken to the ground, defensive players actually wrapping up, taken to the ground, us breaking tackles, and, you know, just that live aspect of it I think is important.
It's, you know, that's what you're looking forward to, is to finally take all your install, all the time you spent in meetings, all the tape we've watched, all the reps we've had this far into camp, and apply them in controlled but real situations.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to, you know, Coach Payton is a mastermind, and he know all of our tendencies and whatnot, and I'm pretty sure he'll put all his players in the right positions to be successful. So I feel like my role is going to increase a whole lot.
Okay, John, the day's not over for the black and gold. Give me a sense of what's left on the schedule today, and that leads us to tomorrow.
Well, all that's left is the afternoon work through 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. They will go down on the lower field, on the field turf, get a little walkthrough in, save their legs, and get ready for the scrimmage tomorrow.
Yep, that should be a lot of fun. The NFL officials remain with us through tomorrow. They're an important part of the scrimmage. They'll also be talking to us personally about the rule changes this year and points of emphasis. We'll pass that along throughout the weekend as well on New Orleans Saints.com. There was a chance of rain in the forecast today. Well, as you can see behind us, it turned out to be a pretty nice day. Not a drop fell during practice today. There's still that threat for tomorrow's scrimmage. We'll hopefully have the same luck as we did here on this Friday. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Keep following on NewOrleansSaints.com. Get ready for a great weekend, and we'll see you next time right here on NewOrleansSaints.com.